Okay, Bez Hashem together, we will be trying to do 40 daf of Beitza, a little review in 40 minutes, or maybe a little less than 40 minutes. Thank you very much for joining. The learning tonight is the Mishnah Savi Mora of David Spirit of Yosef, as well as all the other people we mentioned. And we're going to be looking back to try to finish the main points of Masechet Beitza. Here we go. In introductory words, we said that really the Masechta is called by the Rishonim Masechet Yadkut, not Masechet Beitza. Quoted from the Chashuke Chemed, who said that why is it called Masechet Beitza? There was an allusion. The first word is Beitza, but it's a little strange. But there's an allusion to the fact that a Beitza, first the Beitza is born, and then out of the Beitza comes a chick, a Farach is born. That's the way Divrei Torah are. You have one word of Dvar Torah, then something else comes from the other Dvar. You learn one thing of Torah, then you learn another thing, one thing comes from the other. So that's the idea of Beitza. Let's start with Daf Beis. We learned on Daf Beis, Beitza Shenolda B'Yantif, Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat an egg born in Yantif, Beis Hillel says you're not. The Gemara had four explanations to explain, two of them are on Daf Beis. Rav Nachman says we're talking about a chicken that's made for Legadol Beitzin. And Beis Shammai holds like Reb Shimon, and Beis Hillel holds like Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon does not hold the Mutza and not hold the Nolan. And Reb Yehuda does hold the Mutza and does hold the Nolan. That's by Yantif. Shabbos, which is more Chamer, below us and Lazil Zule is it, so Beis Hillel holds leniently like Rav Shimon. But Yontif, which is more lenient, paradoxically, people are going to come to treat lightly, and therefore Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who's Machmir. Rabbah holds, we're talking the second answer, Tanagol is Homer Eslachila. No, it's food. And we're talking about Yontif right after Shabbos. But since it was finished from yesterday, there's a din called Hachana de Rabbah, that if it was born yesterday, Shabbos is being Mechin for Yontif, and that's no good. And even though Shabbos is allowed to be Mechim Yontif, but it's a Gzeira, Yontif Da'alma, Gzeira Yontif Atu Shabbos Shalifna Yontif, right? Shabbos can be Mechim, even though it's okay for a weekday to be Mechim, but, so on a regular Yontif, you would say it should really be okay, but we'll make a Gzeira for the time that Shabbos comes before Yontif. One other thing with Daf Beis, the Gemara talked about how Beis Hillel talked about how you could remove the bones from the table after you finish eating the chicken. Bussis, that Tosas on the bottom talks about why isn't the table a bussis to the bones? Tosas had three answers. Either because there's food and bones on the table, so it's a bussis of davar asav or mutter, or it wasn't there for the whole Shabbos, because when Shabbos thought it was a whole chicken. Or you didn't have kavanah to leave it there. The Rashba. A fourth answer, maybe because of graf shel rei, that's why you're allowed to remove it. We'll come back to that later in the Masechta. Daf Gimel. Rav Yosef, answer number three, Beitza's also because of Gzeira Mishum Peras Hanoshrin. It looks like fruit that fall off a tree on Yontif, you can't eat it. Rav Yitzchok says, fourth answer, Gzeira Mishum Mashkin Shezavu. That juice that oozed out of the fruit, also you're not allowed to eat on Yontif. Now you're not allowed to squeeze fruit to remove the liquid on Yontif. It's a problem of dush. But if they come out by themselves, they're usr. Because we're afraid maybe you'll come to squeeze them. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the fruit with orange is made for eating, so the juice that comes out is mutter. If it was made for squeezing, then it's going to be asa. Dava sheyesh lo matirin, we learned something that's going to be mutter, like an egg, which is mukta, so it's going to be mutter after yantav, so it's not batal even in 1,000. Rashi says, just wait till tomorrow to eat it. That's why they weren't doing a lot. Bittel the Ran says, since it's going to become heter, it's like heter beheter, and therefore it's like min bemino, which is not batal. Adavar chashiv is also not batal. Let's go on to Daf Dalet. Shabbos, let's say you have yantif that falls out on a Sunday, or on a Friday. So Shabbos and yantif one next to the other. If an egg is born on one, nol de bezeh asur bezeh, Rav said. Rav Yochanan said it was mutter. We follow Rav's opinion about this. Even though Rav held it's two kedushos, but there's an issue of Hachana de Rabba, and it's still Muktzah. What about 2 days Yontif, Shnei Yom Tov Shagolius, 2 days Yontif, on a, let's say, Pesach Shavuos HaSukkos, 2 days Yontif. So Rav said if an egg is born on day one, it's Mutter in the second one, Neman of Shachlis. 1 day is weekday, and 1 day is holy. Rav Asi says, no, Nol B'zeh Nasur B'zeh. Rav holds it's two Kedushas, even though nowadays we know the calendar. Nevertheless, minhag avoseinu biyadeinu, because maybe sometimes it'll go back to the way it was, and people come to mess it up, make a mistake. And daf hei, so we learned about shnei yom tov moshav Rosh Hashanah. Rav and Shmuel both said when it comes to 2 days Rosh Hashanah, an egg born on day one is usher in the second one because it's considered to be one long kedusha. They used to accept Eidus HaChodesh all day long. One time it happened that the Eidim came late, and the Levi messed up the Shir Shal Bein Arbayim. Shir Shal Shachar they always did weekday, but Bein Arbayim, if the Eidim would come, they would sing the Shir of Yantif. So here they sang the wrong Shir, so the rabbis made a takana. They would only accept Eidim on a Mincha. If the Eidim came after the Mincha, so they would observe both, they would continue to observe that day holy, so that next year they won't start not doing it. And the next day, holy. And the places that far away, and at that time period, they observed 2 days holy, but Taras Vaday. Maybe the Eidim came after Mincha, and there would be 2 days. According to this, Beit Shnol Dabrishon is Asur B'Sheni. And then the Gemara says, maybe after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, that they would accept Eidus all day long after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So then maybe, really, it went back to being Suffolk for the faraway places. Maybe, really, it would only be 1 day Yontif. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, even the Bnei Hagola still kept it as Kedusha Achas, because they never stopped observing the 2 days B'Toras Vaday. We also learned Halacha L'maisi, Halachas HaKavasi D'Rav, L'Kula, to be lenient by Yontif Sheni Shagolius, L'Chumra by Shabbos and Yontif, and L'Chumra by Shnei Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah. Beitza, Shemol B'Zeh, Zosu B'Zeh. Davva. We learned in Davav that if somebody dies on the first day of Yontif, Goyim are allowed to bury him. Basically, on the reach, that's what Amim is. Even though telling a guy to do something is usur and midrabbanon, we shouldn't kvod ameis. They were matir. Rashi in Shabbos Kuflamites seems to say that's only if he died yesterday. But if he died, so it's already a bizayim to let him keep going. But if he died today, just wait till tomorrow to bury him. Shita Megubetza says no. It's us to delay him till tomorrow. Unless he's an Adam Gadol, it would be bizayim to have him buried by Goyim. Yontif Sheni, a Jew is allowed to bury him. Even the Yontif Sheni is Rosh Hashanah. Mash ain't came to Beitza. Now, Dari says, no, you can even be lenient by Beitza. Aye, what are you going to say? Maybe they'll make El an extra day. Even though it's Ezra Be'ech Lomitzin El Mo'uber. Rav Ashi says, Yontif Legai Meis, Kechol Shavu Rabbanan. So you're allowed to, a Jew is allowed to bury him, but nowadays we're afraid maybe the Goyim are going to make you do other malachas, so we don't even bury second day Yontif. And the other nafkamina is, as far as an Erev Tavshilin, Al Tanai Yontif Rishon to Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara concludes that's Aser. Let's go on to one more thing of Daf Vav. Beitza and Yitziyasa Nigmara Umagadela Sefrochim, that if an egg is laid, it can give birth to chicks. But if you find it inside mommy, it can't give birth to chicks. If you shecht a chicken and you find eggs inside it, they aren't considered to be fleshes. You're allowed to eat them with milk. Daf Zayin. Now, if you have eggs laid by a male and a female, that will give birth to chicks. But an egg that he just sits on it without any female, that can't give birth to a chicks. Now we said the Gemara Beitza and Yitzias and Nigmara. Maybe it means if a majority comes out Erev Yontif, then it goes back in, you're allowed to eat on Yontif like Rabbi Yochanan. Or Dafka the other way, against Rabbi Yochanan. Now, any animal that has relations during the day, it gets born during the day, that's a chicken. Any animal that has relations at night is one night, that's an owl. Any being that has relations both day and night, kids can be born day and night, that's a human being. And whenever there's a male within 50 amos of the female chicken, you assume this was not Safna Meara. It came from, as long as it can hear the male's voice, so you assume it's the male. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, Sa'or b'kazayis and chametz is kosevis. Beis Hillel says both are kazayis. As far as eating, everyone agrees that it's the same shear. The machlok is as far as destroying the chametz. Do we learn out beer from achilo or not? Chasam Sof had a beautiful vart. It's a question whether ba'yura ba'yimatze is shelo yava lo'ochlo. If ba'yura ba'yimatze, so you shouldn't come to eat it, and then you should have the same shear. But if it's just exeris a custom, so then no, maybe beer and achila have two different shear. We also learned that the Mishnah of Yishech of a wild animal or a bird, you have to do kisei adam. If it's yontif, Beis Shammai says, Yachbor b'dekav yichasa. Beis Hillel says, no, you're not allowed to shecht it unless you had dirt prepared from yesterday. Daf ches. Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, if you already went ahead and shechted it, you are allowed to cover it over. Says the Gemara, that's only if you had a decker notes, if you had a shovel already stuck into the ground. So then there's no problem with plowing, because it's as if it's already plowed, and there's no problem with muktzah, because you designated already. Says the Chasam Sofer, you learn this after the fact that the Mishnah included the decker. Why does the Mishnah say decker? So it must be you had a decker in there. We learned that a koi, which you're not sure whether it's a behem or a chaya, you're not allowed to shecht it. You have to do shecht it. You can't be mechasa as dumb. Now we know there's a rule called asei docha los asei, but that's only if the los asei and asei are at the same time, like mila b'tzaras. And Malacha on Yontif is both an Aseh and a Los Aseh. So the Aseh of Kisei Adam is not going to be Doka, the Aseh and the Los Aseh of violating Yontif. Daf Tes. Rabbah says, if you shecht a bird on Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to cover the blood on Yontif, because you should have covered the blood Erev Yontif. Maybe the Maharam says, even if you have dirt prepared. However, the Maharam says, but that's Rashi. No, that's only by Dekar Noetz. But if you had dirt prepared from Erev Yontif, even if you shecht it yesterday, you're allowed to cover it over. What about if you made a dough from Erev Yontif, you are allowed to be mafresh challah on Yontif, because you're always allowed to be mafresh challah on Yontif. However, Abu Adishmol says you're only allowed to be mafresh challah if you baked it on Yontif. But if you baked it Erev Yontif, if you roll the dough Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Yontif. Daf Yud, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to spread out the skin of the animal. You just shech the animal. You don't want to lose the skin. So they would spread it out for people to trample it so it shouldn't spoil. Shammai says, you can't do that. That's not food. Beis Hillel says, no, you got to do it. Because if you don't let people do that, they're not going to come to shech in the first place. They're going to be nimna from Simchas Yontif. Similarly, Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to break down the store to sell the spices. And Beis Hillel says, not only are you allowed to break it down, you're allowed to put up, because ain't bin yinustir b'kelim. Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to take chicks from the coop on Yontif unless you designated them from yesterday. Still says, no, omeid v'omeid, but omer zev zav yinotel. Now, if you have a dead body inside the house, and there's a lot of doors in the house, all the doors are tameid. If one of them becomes open, only that one, only the kelim on that one's tummy, the rest of the tar. If you thought to bring it out one of them, so then that'll be matzah, all the other ones. Yishami says that's only if you thought about it before the guy died. Still says, no, even after he died, you could think about it, because Breira, it's Hill would hold with Breira in this case. Rabbi Chanina said, Rov Akari foul the Rov. Daf Yud Alef says, Daf Yud Alef, what do we do? You're allowed to salt a lot of pieces of meat at one time, even though you only need some of them. Let's say you check the whole animal, so you only need a little bit of it, but you're allowed to salt the whole thing. If it's not a tirchi, you say it's Marba Bishir, it is Okanyan. Rashba says the reason why it's mutter is if we don't permit you to do it, you're not going to come to shecht in the first place. You're going to lose so much money. Rav Ada says you could even be ma'arim, you could play a trick and you could salt one piece. They'd say, I don't like this one, I want the other one. You can salt the next piece. I don't like this one, I want the other one. You can salt the next piece. Each one you could change your mind. And Rashi says, Ein ibud ba'ochlin. So the whole issue is only drabban about salting. And if we don't let you salt it, you're not going to come to shecht. Yud Beis. Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to carry a katan or a lulav or a sefer Torah and shesara meyantif. Beis Hillel says, you are allowed to. Mitoch shehutra hotzal letzorech hutranami shelo letzorech. Rabbi Nachanan says, this is just for a mitzvah. Katan for the bris milah, sefer Torah to read it. Lulav to wave it. Tosus says, according to Rabbi Nachanan, according to Beis Hillel, it's only mutter litzorach yantif, and shalol litzorach yantif, there's no heter. Tosa says, even just taking the baby out for a tiyul, that's also tzorach yantif. The Ramban says, Rabbi Nachanan meant to say, the Kunda Beis Hillel, no, you need tzorach mitzvah. According to this, the Yireim explained, ach asher yechel chol nefesh, it's the neshama. Anything needed for the neshama is also yes elachem. Rashi famously holds, no, even shalol litzorach klal, you're allowed to carry on Yontif, even if it's for no purpose at all. Now, one opinion says there's no din of carrying, there's no din of hotzah at all on Yontif. Tosfos writes, because it's hotzah is a malacha gerua, it's a lowly malacha, only applies to Shabbos and not to Yontif. Now, the Gemara in Chulin has a machlokas whether yesh begidin beno Saint Tam is gid anashe, is it considered to be meat or it's not. So the Bryson R. Gemara here on Daf Yud Alef seems to say that yesh begin of Inostan. It's considered to be meat, and therefore you get lashes for cooking and eating basim b'chalav when you cook gin anosha b'chalav. So it's obviously considered to be meat. Now the Chachamim forbid you from being mafresh chumas and maisus on Yontif for two reasons. The Rambam says, gzeir atu mekach umemkar. Maybe you come to write it down. Or maybe it's makim patish because you are fixing this thing and making it able to eat it. But hafrashas challah, that's mutter. Because you're allowed to bake. Yud Gimel. Now, from the pasuk v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, we learn that truma can be given just with your mind, the machshava. And the simple pshat means you have to be mafreshit, just you don't have to speak. You can just think it. That's what the Rashi writes. However, Rashi on our daf, on daf Yud Gimel, writes that's mamish machshava. You don't have to be mafreshit. You can just think about separating part of it. The Rambam writes, you don't have to speak it. So the Minchasim is medayik, but the Rambam holds like the Rashi, but not like Rashi. You do have to separate it, you just don't have to speak it. Now, Maisa Rishon, you're supposed to give Truma before Maisa Rishon. But Maisa Rishon Shekdimo B'Shibalin, if you gave the lady Maisa Rishon before Truma, the lady is exempt from Truma Gedola. But if you did it once it was already in a pile, then the lady does have to give Truma Gedola. We discussed making a pile, Ma'amer, on Shabbos. So the Gemara seems to say that it's not a problem to make a pile. The question is, what about the Malacha Ma'amer? So Rashi says, Ma'amer is only if you're gathering something from where it grows. But in the house, there's no problem with Ma'amer. However, as far as Maiser is concerned, if you make a pile even in the house, it's Kovela Maiser. The Rambam seems to disagree. He says even making a pile in a house is considered the Malacha of Ma'amer. The Minchasin Chayitz, don't ask a question from our Gemara, which seems to say you're allowed to make a pile in the house, because according to the Rambam, you got to actually stick them together to be a pile, not just down a loose pile. Yudal. Our Mishnah holds that according to Beis Hillel, tavlin, spices, you could grind them up regularly. They don't need any shinui. But in Masechta Shabbos, we learn that spices need a shinui. However, the reason is, maybe the answer is, since you could have done that on Erev Yontif, or all kederos need salt, so therefore you should have realized that you should have needed it. Tosus writes that by Shabbos you need a shinui, but Yontif you don't need a shinui, because in general by Yontif we are more lenient, even though sometimes we see by Yontif we're more strict, but l'gabei this halacha Tosus says that by Yontif we'd be more lenient, you don't need a shinui, and on Shabbos maybe you do need a shinui. Now, why is grinding bechlal mutter? Grinding is not one of the malachas that are mutter for ochel nefesh. I thought it was only milisha ve'elech, only from, so why is grinding mutter? And according to Rashi, you could have ground it on Erev Yontif. Right? Salt, you could have done an Erev Yontif, it's not going to lose its flavor. So the Ran says that tochin is usually done for yamim rabin. So here, by just a little bit of salt and spices, you're just doing it for that day, so it's only nesed rabbanim. And therefore, they permitted it. If you do a little bit of a shinui, they permitted it. The Ran doesn't like this pshat. What do you mean? Tokens us when we do raisa. And the Ran, therefore, has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. Let's go to Tesvav. In Tesvav, we learned that you're not allowed to send, and this is really the start of the second parak, right? The second parak, we learned at the beginning of the second parak, anything that you're allowed to benefit from Yontif, I'm allowed to send to a person on Yontif. Rav Sheish is permitted even to send somebody tefillin on Yontif. Even though you're not going to wear them on Yontif, but you have Simchas Yontif in the fact that you got a gift. Now, you're not allowed to put tefillin on Yontif, because Al Pishnei Edim Yakum Davar, Yontif is already an os by the Isser Malacha. Right, it's already, and also the Mitzvah Sayom, and the Bris is also an os. So it sounds like you're not allowed to put on tefillin on Yontif because you already have two osos. Rashi seems to say on our daf here on Tesvav, you're allowed to put on tefillin on Yontif. The Hagos Ashri says no, you're not allowed to because you're being mavaza the other osos by putting on tefillin. Rather, the Gemara means cholamoid. According to the Hagos Ashri, you're allowed to put tefillin on a cholamoid, and you see from that you have to put tefillin on cholamoid, but you can't put it on Yontif against Rashi. And Yontif that falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you should not cook from Yontif to Shabbos, but you're allowed to cook for Yontif, and if you have leftover, you're allowed to use leftovers. If you make an Erev Tavshilin, it's mutter. Why is it usher to cook from Shabbos to Yontif? From Yontif to Shabbos. Rav Chista says, Midaraisa, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. Shabbos is holier. Midarabanan, it's usher, so it's permitted for the Erev. Rabbi says, no, it's us and midoraisa. But since maybe guests will come, so we'll be ready for today, so too, you're allowed to do. It's only doraisa. Beshan, we'll learn later on what you have to use for Erev. Tezayin. Gemara in Daf Tezayin said, all of man's parnasa and his mezonos are set from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. except for what you spend on Shabbos and Yom Tov and the Schar Limud that you pay your kids' tuition. We learned this from the pasuk Bakesel Yom Chageinu Ki Chok. Rosh Hashanah Ki Chok LiYisrael. Chok is Parnasa. On the pasuk Hachifin Lechem Chuki. The Mefarshim say that a person should think that his Parnasa is like a Chok. It's not you. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu who decides. There's no rhyme or reason why you get what you get. Shammai, anytime he would find a nice thing, he would put away for Shabbos. Hillel said, nah, I don't got to put away Monday for Shabbos. I trust Hashem is going to give me something nice in the end of the week as well. A matana that people are going to find out about, you don't have to tell people about. But Shabbos, but if it's not Avidul Gula like Shabbos, that Matan Schara, the Matan Schara of Shabbos is law of Avidul Gula. So Hashem had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu what a great gift it was. And the Neshama Yisera, the Gemara says, is law of Avidul Gula. So we got to Klai Yisrael about that. What's a Neshama Yisera? Unbelievable. Rashi. Rashi says, Rochav Lev Lemenucha Ulesimcha Lios Pasuach Lervacha V'yocha V'yishte V'ein Nafsho Katzal. Fascinating. So there's a spiritual dimension to the Neshama Yisera, and also there's a physical dimension that you can eat more and you don't get disgusted. The Shita Mugabetza says that the Neshama Yisera, you have a Shefa Eloki to learn more Torah. Yeah, that I think is what we would have assumed the Neshama Yisera. Yud Zayin. Two days, Yom Tov and Galus, you're allowed to make an Erev Tchumen on the second day Memanavshach. If yesterday was Chol, you're allowed to set the Erev Tchumen on day one and say, for day two, Memanavshach, and say, if today's Chol, so I'm allowed to set it up. It's great. If today's Yom Tov, I don't need Erev Tchumen for tomorrow because tomorrow's Chol. So Memanavshach, you're allowed to go. You're also allowed to make an Erev Tavshilim on the region of Yom Tov Sheni for the same reason. However, some are machmer by Erev Tchumim because it looks like you're being Konash Risa B'yadu. Erev Tafshil is Mutam Yishum Kavod Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to bake from Yontif to one first day Yontif to second day Yontif, but you're allowed to bake a lot on the first day Yontif, and whatever's left over you could use for Yontif Sheni because it's Ma'aviv B'shir. But to bake another challah or another pat, that you can't do. The maskan of the Gemara is, if you don't make an Erev Tafshilim, you become Aser and your flour is Aser. You got to give your flour to somebody else as a gift so he can cook it. And Beis Shammai holds you need a cooked food to allow you to cook, Erev Tavshilin. You need a baked food to allow you to bake. And you need to a hatmana food to allow you to do hatmana. Beis Hillel says just have one food. Lahalacha, we are, at least Mitam Minah, we're machmir to have one baked food. One cooked food, people usually have a matzah and an egg, but sounds like when the Beis Hillel, you really only need one cooked food, but our minhag is to have two. Now there is this idea of, the Gemara has four opinions why you're not allowed to dip your kalim in a mikvah on Shabbos. You carry to the mikvah. Two is, maybe you'll come to squeeze, maybe by garments you'll come to squeeze them out. Three, maybe you'll delay all your mikveh obligations till Yadav. And four, it's nirah kemesaken kli. Now, Yudches. There's a din that a person has to go to the mikveh before Yadav. Chayav adam l'taratzma bereyo. In order to be able to eat karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the afkan era of Yadav because you become a tfol yom and you're tahar that night on Yadav itself. The simple implication of the Rambam in Eben Ezra is a din doraisa. The Ramban writes only the Rabbanon. The Tzlach, I'm explaining the Rambam, says, even if you don't olal regel, you're chayav. Even if you don't go olal regel, you're still chayav to purify yourself on Yontif. And that might lead people to believe that it's an obligation today as well. But most Rishonim also say there's no chiv on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to go to the mikvah because there's no olal regel. But the Ra'ah in our sugya seems to imply that there was a minhag to go to the mikveh, Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, like our minhag. But some achronim write that there's a mitzvah even nowadays to go to the mikveh Erev Yontif, even though there's no aliyah l'regel. The Shagas Aryeh explained the Rambam, there is an ochiyav nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah, in the laws of Nisias Kapai, mentions that there is an inyan to go to the mikveh Erev Yontif. A kli tama, you're not allowed to purify the mikveh on Shabbos for five reasons. Oh, we just did that, sort of. Yeah, we did that already. Forget that. Fine. Let's go to... Right, we learned the halacha that a nida who has no clothing, she's allowed to make a trick and go to the mikveh with her clothing on. Tosa says, we're not worried she's going to be cleaning it, because it's derech tinuf, it's not derech kibbutz. Right, so it's not a problem of kibbutz. Okay, yud tes. Three karbanos you bring every yantif. Olas re'iya, shalmi chagiga, shalmi simcha. Karbanos chovas haregel you're allowed to bring on yantif, but nidar medavos, even though it's for food, you're not allowed to bring on yantif. Mishame says, maybe in shalmi chagiga vein som chalina below, but not olos, because you can't eat it. The chagal semosom chagla shem chagiga below ola. Beisil says you bring shlamim that are chova, but olas re'iya shim chova la shem. Som chalim. According to Mishame, we do not require tekef l'smicha shchita. According to Beis Hillel, you need tekef l'smicha shchita, so you got to bring the karbanos. So you got to bring those karbanos on yantif. The darm and the davos, everyone agrees you're not allowed to bring them because they're not a chova. Ah, you're eating from them? No, ki kazachu mishulim gavah kazachu. There's no, it's not included in the heter ochel nefesh. It's like Hashem's food. According to Yosef, this is actually machlokes tanoim whether you're allowed to bring the darm and the davos. Some Tanaim hold that you really are allowed to bring Dharma Devas. From Rashi on our daf, it sounds like that there's no chiv to bring Karban Toda. You have to be Mischayev yourself, Karban Toda. Tanakama says you're not allowed to bring Karban Toda on Pesach, because it has Chametz, and not even on Erev Pesach, because you may be Kashan Bezeb Sol. That's why we don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Pesach. And you're not allowed to bring the Karban Toda on Shavuos, because it's a Yagdiv, and the Dharma Devas are not Doche Yagdiv. Only on Chol HaMoed Sukkis. Daf Chof. The Gemara says, we have a minion, 3, 4, 5, okay, we have a minion, okay. Daf Chof. The Gemara says, if someone explicitly states, I'm bringing this Toda on the condition that I want to use it as my Karban Chagiga also, so Rav Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, Nadur Ve'ena Yotzeba. So he's got to bring the Toda, but he can't use it for the Chagiga. Rambam Rashi say, even if you say Lashon Tanai, it doesn't work. Because Ramban and the Ravid, if you say Lashon Tanai, certainly it's Naikayam, and it's Nodur, and you're allowed to bring your Chagiga. The question of the Gemara was only, if you say, HaRezeh Toda, Ve'itzi Bezeh Chagigasi, is that a Tanai or not? Rashi says, the reason why it doesn't work is because you start off saying, HaRezeh Toda. Boom, we stop you right there. I'm Yerusal Gaval, Kim Yerusal Hejo. You can't make a condition after that. And even if you did the Tanai, Toch Kedei Dibor, it doesn't work because by Hektish, even Toch Kedei Dibor, you can't make a Tanai. Like the Rambam says. However, the Sma and the Shach say that by Hekdesh you're allowed to back out Toch Kedei Dibor. They learn like the Rambam that Tanai would work in this case. A lot of discussion about that. Chaf Aleph. If you say the Darm and the Davos are not brought on Yontif because you're eating from Hashem's table, what about if you went ahead and shechted them? Rava says you're Zorek Es Adam in order to be mad to the Basar. Rava Bar Avuna says Zorek Es Adam even if you lost or the Basar became Tameh. So that you can burn the limbs and the fats at night. Now we learned if you have a behemoth that's half of a Jew and half of a goy, it's mutter to shechted on yantif because you need a shechted anyway. Avon the darm and the davos, according to one man, the Omar, ki kazachu mishulchan gavah kazachu. The ikar ashchita is so the Rashi in the Rod and Minyan say the ikar shchita is for the chelak hamizbeach. The bialim are only the eating of the bialim is only tuffel to the mizbeach. Others say a little differently. At the time of the shechita, it's all shayach to Hashem. Now, for me, it will be if a person shechts for a goy, Amanas, the goy is going to sell to a Jew. However, when it comes to an Isar, Rav Chisa says, a loaf that's chetzah shal yisrael and chetzah shal goy, you're not allowed to bake it. You have to split it and only bake the chelek that was for a Yisrael. Rav Yosef, we learned from lachem below leklav, not for dogs. Rabbi Kiva said, lekelav mutter, lachem below lenachem. You're not allowed to cook for the non-Jews. Beis Shammai said that you're not allowed to heat up water for your feet unless it's royal shasiya. Beis Hillel said it's mutter, mitoch. The Rashi Rabbi says it's because of mitoch. The Rabbi says hanos haguf is considered asheyas el chol nefesh. It's a davar ashav el chol nefesh. Rav Huna writes, someone who did not make neir tavshilin, you're allowed to cook one loaf. Mishnah Berurah says one loaf for all of Shabbos is okay. Chaf Beis. Beis Shammai holds, yesh bin yudistir b'kelim. Beis Hillel holds ain bin mistir b'kelim. Beis Hillel says if you make a kli, you're chayav for makim b'patish, and if you pour oil into a candle, you're chayav for lighting a fire. If you take oil away, you're chayav shemachave. Tosus says you're taking oil out, it makes the candle less powerful, and therefore to cut a wax candle would be mutter, but just causing it to go out earlier, that's not usur. Shab is only usur rabbanan. The Rush says no, you're not weakening the fire. If you're causing it to go out earlier, that's considered to be chayav midoreis. It's not a groan. A malacha derabban like Amir Lakim is mutter for a cholish imbo sakana. Oh, and for Yisrael to do malacha doraisa with a shinun is also mutter. But if he's healthy, he's only mitzdayer, then you're not going to do malacha for him. Chaf gimel. From Rashi implied there's no iser of molid reach by food. That's like the Chacham Tzvi against the Taz, who says even to be molid reach in food is usser. Rabbi Yossi says that Todus Ish Romi had a minig in Rome to make this gedi mekulos on the night of Pesach, zeichel Pesach. But the Chacham said, no, you look like you're eating kachim b'chutz. So our minig is not to eat any roast meat on the Seder night, and not even to point the finger, my father's minig, not even to point the finger when they say Pesach, zush, ano ochlim, don't even point the finger at it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was matir for his neighbor's para to go out wearing a ritzua on its horns, because if it's just to beautify, it's mutter. Rabbi Shmuel had machlugs, what about if the ritzua was there to watch the para? Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's usser to go at it. Pshute kli'etz are not mekabel tumah unless they have a base kibble. A metal kli is mekabel tumah without a base kibble. Medris is anything made for sitting on or lying on has tumas medris, and becomes an avatumah if a zav sits or rides on it. The third parak, daf chaf dalid. Trapping is usser on Shabbos, even for ochel nefesh, because you could have done it from yesterday, even though fish is going to taste better today. Most animals, it doesn't matter even from yesterday. And any animal that is ein mezonos on alecha, you're not allowed to feed. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, into a small pool, you're not allowed to trap, but you're allowed to trap from a small pool because it's already considered to be trapped over there. If you have traps that you found animals on Yontif, you're not sure when they were trapped, so you're not allowed to eat them. Safek mukta. Even though mukta is throughout Banna, Safek Rabbanan Kula, they were machmer by Safek mukta ke'en iser Torah. Tosef Rabbi Kiv Eger, our Mishnah says, no, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's why they're machmer. Gamliel was lenient by Safek mukta like every Safek Rabbanan, but we don't pass him like him. Rav says, don't ever miss even a few minutes of shiur, because one time him and Levi were there at night and Levi wasn't there the next day. He didn't realize that the Rebbe changed his mind the next morning. Chaf hei. If you have an animal that is in danger of dying, you can't shecht it unless there's enough time in the day to eat a kezayis from it, which is it's an innocent derabbanan, which the chacham or matir v'malkum hefsin merubah. So says the Ramban Shittim Kubetzis. Chaf vav. A bukhar that falls into a pit, Rabbi Yehuda says, that a mumcha can go down there and see if it has a mum, bring it up and shecht it. If not, you can't shecht it. And even if you went ahead and brought it up, you're not allowed to shecht it, even if the mum fell on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon says, if you don't know it had a mum b'ol yom, you're not allowed to bring it up. According to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, even if the mum fell on Yom Tov, you are allowed to bring it up, because your das was on it all day long, maybe you'll get a mum. Rava holds, Yesh Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos. If it was Mutter, then it became Usser, then it became Mutter again, so that's Mukta. So for instance, if you have figs that were dried out on Erev Shabbos, and then the rain came and made them not edible, and then they dried out again, they're Usser. Some say, Ein Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos. Chav Zayin. Rabbi Huda says, it's Mutter for a Chacham to see Mumin on Yontif. Rabbi Shimon says, it's Usser, because you're fixing it, or you're judging a court case. If you Shecht the Bechor on a weekday, and then you show the mum to the chacham, and he passes that it's a mum kavor. Rabbi Huda says you're allowed to eat it. Rabbi Meir says it is usser, because if you showed it to him, you shechted it during the week, but you showed it to the chacham on yontif. Rabbi Huda says mutter. Rabbi Meir says usser. Chavches. Rabbi Huda says you are allowed to weigh meat on yontif using a kli or a cleaver. The Chacham say, no, you're not allowed to use a scale at all. Even to put it up there to protect it from the mice, you can't do that. The Chachamim say, you're only allowed to do malacha for ochel nefesh and not for machshirei ochel nefesh, hu levado. Rabbi Yehuda says, even machshirim, that you couldn't do Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Lachem v'chol tarchecha. Chacham say, lachem v'lo la'aka. The Yireim and Rashi say, even ochel nefesh itself that you could have done on Erev Yontif, is usher to do on Yontif. Tosa says not only machshirin, but the ochel nefesh itself is always mutter, even if you couldn't die yesterday. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's no mukta machmas mias on Shabbos, but on Yontif, we're more machma like Rabbi Huda, there is Moktzah Machas Minas. Chaf Tes. A person could say to his friend, fill me up this kli, but he can't mention the midah. Abishol used to fill up his midahs on Erev Yom Tov. Abishol asks even a cholamoy because of Beiruri Amidahs, which is it's going to overflow. And they didn't want to be Mavatal Beis HaMedesh and cholamoy. The Chacham say even on chol, he used to do it Mitzah Amidahs, that you even on a weekday, you should drain the whole thing out because it used to take a lot of time to drip the whole midahs out. Rav held that a woman is allowed to measure her Issa to know how much challah to bring, and Shmuel says she's not allowed to. The fourth parak, Hamevi, Daf, Lamed. Ein Metapchin, you're not allowed to dance on Yontif, you're not allowed to clap on Yontif. Even though the women do this, don't tell them it's usher. Better they should be shogging and not mazed. The Rush says that's only if you know for sure they're not going to listen. But if it's a suffix, then you got to tell them. The Tashbeis adds only something that a lot of people violate. Doesn't the same time as the women used to dance in Yom Kippur? Achronim say, well, maybe that was before the Gzeira, or maybe they didn't actually dance, they just made a circle. Now, Tosefes Yom Kippur, the women would eat all the way up until dark, they'd violate Tosefes Yom Kippur. And no one said anything to them, even though it's a mitzvah same deraisa. Must be that there's a shear for Tosefes. Because they didn't eat up until the second of Yom Kippur. So the Achronim say it's a half hour. Rav Schechter's makbid on that. Every Shabbos Yom Tov starts a half hour early. As is Shidur Gabbat says, he's in the Mississippi Shadon on Grumman, women should be exempt. But it could be that women are included in this. Lamed Aleph. You're not allowed to break off a little twig from a beam that's set aside for a building because it's Muktamach and Kisharan Kiss. Even if you broke on Yom Tov, if Migo Diskatsai Ben Ashmashas, it wasn't ready for you. But you are allowed to break off something from a cord that broke on Erev Yom Tov. But not, you're not allowed to use a professional, it's ovda d'chol, to use like an axe to do that. If you have a house filled with fruit, but it was totally stored away, but then it falls down, if it has just bricks, so then you're allowed to take fruit from where it fell down. Rav Meir says you're even allowed to knock it down with chatchila because it wasn't really built. Rashi said something that's asan drabanan, it's not considered to be mukta. Asan daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, what do you mean? It is a drabanan? What do you mean? He says it doesn't change the chefsa. Issa drabanan is an isser on the gavra, and therefore it's not considered to be mukta. They're all declaring why this house wasn't mukta, why these stones, these levanim, are not considered to be a mukta. Lamed Beis. Rabbi Huda says you are allowed to use firewood kalim, because they're not mukta, below b'shivrei kalim, but not broken pieces of kalim, because when Yom Tov began, you weren't planning on using them. Even though it's Baal Tashkis, if you don't have what to eat, that's also Baal Tashkis. Rabbi Shimon says, you're allowed to use both kalim and shivrei kalim. Rabbi Nechemiah holds, ein kli nital el letashmisho harogil. Rabbi Nechemiah says, you're only allowed to use a kli for its normal usage, and therefore you're not allowed to use kalim or shivrei kalim for firewood. You're not allowed to make a kli on Yom Tov because of makom patish, even if the kli is needed for ochel nefesh. And the rich people of Bavel are going to Gehenna because they don't give enough tzedakah to the poor people. And we know tzedakah is tatzim imavis. Anyone who's not merachim al brios can't be mizera Avram Avinu. Three people don't live. A person who needs food from somebody else, someone whose wife rules over him, and someone who yusurit, he's fulfilled with yusurit. Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Lezer is matir to take a little twig from the beam to use to clean out your teeth, or to light a fire. But you're not allowed to make a pile of them because that looks like it's for tomorrow. The chachamim are matir this only from the house and not from the chutzah because there's a tircha gedola to gather them together. You're not allowed to make a new fire on Yom Tov. You only allowed to light from a pre-existing fire. Rashi says it's molid, it's like creating something new. The Rambam says you could have lit it from Erev Yom Tov. Lama Dala. If one guy brings fire, one guy brings wood, and one guy brings a pot, and one guy brings water, and one guy brings spices, if they did it in that order, everyone's chai. But if the fire is last, they're all potter except for the last guy. Now, if you have fruit that had a gemar malacha, Shabbos is kaveh lamaisim v'drabanu. And you're not allowed to eat for them after Shabbos, even achilas arai, unless you take maisa. If they don't have Gemara Malacha, let's say people want to continuously dry them out, so then Chatzar is not Kovei L'Maiser, because it's not Nigmar Malachto. And it's Mutter to people to eat for them Arai, even if it's so Pnei Chatzar. The Gemara concludes that Shabbos is Kovei L'Maiser, whether it was Gemara Malacha, and even if it was not a Gemara Malacha, based on the Pasuk of Karasal Shabbos on it. Tevel is considered to be Mukhar Eitzel Shabbos, because if you violated dinner, you took the Maiser, it works. Rashi tells us, says, that the whole Isser HaFarsh Trumas Maiser is on the Rabbanah. I asked Rabban al-Machamas, what do you mean? We found a lot of Isser in Rabbanah that make something to be Muktzah, Machmas Isser, like leftover oil in the Nair. Isser the Rabbanah, Mitah Muktzah. Rather, the Rabban says, Tevel is different, that the shame Tevel is also appears not the Isser Shabbos. Rakshah B'Shabbos also the Tatnam. So he gets out of it in that way. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shabbos, Truma, Chatzer, and Mekach, all of them only are Kovei L'Maiser with something that already had a Gemara Malacha, and it was not Roa Pnei Abayis. Fifth and final parak, Mashilin, we learned that you are allowed to take fruit that's on the roof and put it through the roof, through the skylight into the attic on Yontif, but not on Shabbos, because it's a Tircha Yisera. And Shabbos is more strict. The Pri Megadim says if you're doing it for four Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Lamed Vav, according to Yitzchak, Ein Kli Nital, Elo Tzorach Davar Anitim B'Shabbos. You're only allowed to move a Kli for something that you're going to use on Shabbos. According to Ula, you are allowed to even be Metalta Perus, even for Avira Delivne, which are Mukta Machmas Chisaron Kis. So it sounds like you're allowed to. You're allowed to be metaltal things, even for things that are mukta. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Yontif. We're afraid maybe you rip off a branch. You're not allowed to ride an animal also. You're not allowed to swim. We're afraid maybe you'll build a raft. And you're not allowed to clap or dance. We're afraid maybe you'll make cymbals or fix an instrument. There's no mitzvah of marriage if you already have two boys, according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, a boy and a girl. Rashi, from Rashi, Rav Gusin implies, like the Rush, that the whole mitzvah is mitam pru revu. The Rambam says, no, Kiddushin themselves are a mitzvah. You're allowed to be mafresh chala b'yontif from an isa that was needed on yontif, kneaded, right, not needed. The behema and the kalim, karagle abaylam l'inyin tchum. If you give your animal over to a roe or to your son, it's karagle abaylam. If you borrow a kli from your friend on erev yontif, then it's karagle ashol, but if you borrow it on yontif, it's karagle amashil. Shutfim have to be machmir like tchum of both of them. Lamed ches, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, what do we have, 42 minutes? Not so bad. Lamed ches, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Oshaya, bidoraisa ein breira, and therefore by Tumas Meis, your thought to take it out works even for the kalim that were there, ein breira. So it only works going forward, not backwards. But as far as tchumim, if you're to shufim have a behem and a chavis, but the rabbanim yesh breira, you could take your chavis and your behemah to your tchum because of breira. That's the halacha. If you borrow, yeah, we do that already. Oh, if you borrow kli from the erev yontif, even if you didn't give it to you on yontif, still it follows your tchum. The reason why spices and water are not batel by an isa, or not batel barov, maybe we're afraid, maybe you'll come make an isa in partnership, and you'll think it's batel. Maybe since it's made for taste, it's not batel. Maybe it's a davash yesh lamatirin, and therefore it's not batel. Lamites, we saw differences between coals and flames, right? Gachelos is karagla, abaylim, shalheves is, can go anywhere, that's ein bo mamish. Gachelos of hekish, you can do me'ila. Shalheves, you're not allowed to get hana, but if you do, there's no me'ila. Gachelos, you're chayv carrying on Shabbos, shalheves is patel. Gachelos, you can't bend from Avodah Zarah, shalheves you can. And if you swear not to get benefit from your friend, you can't get benefit from the gacheles, but you can benefit from the shalheves. And finally, Daf Mem, which you showed up dinner ready, if your fruit was in a different city, and they made an Eruv, they can't bring you your fruit, because it follows your Eruv, you didn't make an Eruv. But if you invited guests, and they made an Eruv to come, and they can't now carry your food back to where they were, because it's your fruit, so it follows your Eruv. And if I give you fruit to watch, Rav says we follow your Eruv, Shmuel says we follow my Eruv. And the final halacha, well, we learned that already, so we'll just finish with this. If Reuven brought his cow into Shimon's chatzer without permission, if
Reuven's cow damaged Shimon's cow, he's chayev. And if Shimon's cow damaged Reuven's cow, he's patur. If you were machnis b'rishus, the chachamim say the baal chatz is chayev benezek. Rebbe says no. If he didn't accept shmir, he doesn't accept shmir because rishus just means rishus to goin and not accepting shmir. Abosai, I can't thank you all enough. Not only for joining me tonight for the 45-minute review of 40 Daffin Beitza, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for joining me every single morning as we study the Daf Yomi together. And Bez Hashem, we will finish Shas together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll dive in Meir now. Appreciate everybody joining. We'll dive in Meir.